Well, it was tough to see it happen in Denver, or for Denver yesterday, as Jamal Murray went down with a torn ACL in the team's loss to the Warriors. Joining us now to discuss the injury and where the Nuggets head from here is Jason Kosmicki, Nuggets play-by-play man. Kos, thanks for taking a few minutes for us, man. That's a tough one to see a guy having a career year go down. What's the sentiment and the feeling with the Nuggets organization right now? Is it's just what 12 hours after kind of finding out how this is all going to play out?
Yeah, Dusty. I mean, Nuggets Nation, including myself, man, down in the dumps last night, driving home from the game, and you know, it sucks. And you know what? What's so weird is I think if I remember this right. Back in 2013, I kind of had the same feeling because, you know, what are the probabilities of the Nuggets winning an NBA title? I mean, maybe not great, but at least you felt you had a shot. Mm-hmm. And in 2013, with 20 games out, Danilo Gallinari does the exact same thing and blows out his knee. And then last night, you know, same thing. You know, we got 19 games left, and, you know, Jamal Murray does it as well. So, you guys in Portland know how injuries go. So, I mean, it's just part of sports and it is what it is. And you know what? And it's, you go through the seven stages, right? Like disbelief and then acceptance. And then, you know, you go through all that stuff and now you just gotta find a way to win. You gotta pick up your pieces and move on, man. I feel horrible for him because he was having such a good year. But at the end of the day, you know, this is what we do around here. You know, we're all in the sports business and these are the darker days that you get.
And, you know, Jamal Murray, obviously second leading scorer this year, but he wasn't just an impact on the court. From my understanding, this is one of those heartbeat guys of the team. So who are you going to see step up, or who do you expect to step up to fill that role? Because it's not just the points and the rebounds and the assists that need to get filled. It's that emotional leader.
Yeah, AJ, and that will still be there, right? I mean, although he won't be on the floor doing it, he's still a strong voice in the locker room, and, you know, he'll be in all the huddles and all that stuff. Jamal, on the games that he's missed, is still highly, highly involved with the team. So here's the biggest problem. It's like Jamal will, you know, he might give you 1-for-9 or whatever through three quarters of play. But kind of like, to use a term that you guys know, Dame time. You know, when it comes down to crunch time, that guy could blow up for 20 in the fourth quarter and you know, make dang sure you get that win that night. And that is the specialty, the specialness, if that's a word, of great players in the NBA, and that's what they're going to miss severely.
You know, as you look at this roster, I mean, where do they go from here? Do you think that they're going to hit that free agent market where a guy like possibly Austin Rivers is sitting, or do you think that they want to stay with the core that they have, and who steps into that spot?
Well, I mean, you know, so I know we really don't do this in today's NBA, like ones and twos and threes and fours, but the Nuggets did start this year with point guards of Jamal Murray, Facu Campazzo, Monte Morris, and P.J. Dozier. So they had four point guards, yet Nikola Jokic is their point guard. So, I mean, you know.
Good problem to have.
I think it's going to be a combination thing. I think the 30-year-old rookie out of Argentina, Facu Campazzo, has earned a place, especially on defensive end. He's one of those guys that you hate playing against, but you love him when you're on it. You know, when he's on your team, he's just a pest. He's so annoying, and so he'll still get minutes. And then Monte Morris is, you know, for the listeners that don't know much about him, he played all 4 years at Iowa State. He told me, you know what, playing 4 years in college actually taught me how to win. He's a very good floor general. Almost every year he's in the top three of assist to turnover ratio. So he's a very old school, think Jason Kidd kind of a point guard, where he controls the game. Again, you don't have Jamal Murray in the fourth quarter. But, you know, so they're going to be able to do some patchwork around that. And then you have P.J. Dozier who will come in. He's a very long, very tall point guard. But to your point, Dusty, is that, I've heard that name a lot, Austin Rivers. That one keeps getting brought up to me time and time again. And normally I don't pay attention to rumors, but when I hear it 105 times in 3 days, I guess that put some stock into it, right?
Look, I'm just happy that you called Campazzo annoying because, look, that's what every team has that. And you have to, the first step is you have to acknowledge that he's annoying to everybody else, but damn, you will defend him to the ends of the earth because that's what you do with the annoying players.
Well, it's funny because, you know, what. There are some positives about COVID. You know, we can't just shun this whole thing off. Yeah. There are some positives. Like when we leave the arena, no traffic. Okay, that's a positive.
That is a positive.
And the another one is the effects mics, because there's no crowd. So you can basically listen in to what the players are saying. last night, I think it was in the second or third quarter, Curry was getting annoyed by Campazzo, and he goes, "What are you doing, man? You can't guard me." It was such good radio, man. It was clear as day.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic. So it sounds like you're expecting mostly the Nuggets to sort of work with what they have, maybe go out and get an Austin Rivers kind of guy. But in the short term, one game ahead of the Lakers, now without Jamal Murray, how do you think this injury impacts the Nuggets' long-term vision of making a Western Conference Finals, of trying to stay up in the Western Conference standings?
Well, AJ, what do we got? We have 54 games down, so 18 more to go, right? Mm-hmm. I think they'll be able to hold it together. You know, so let's just, you know, for the spirit of sports talk radio, let's say they go 54, 18 left. So let's say they go 11-7, right? So that gets them at 45 wins. That should get you home court advantage. I do think with Campazzo on the defensive end and Monte Morris kind of running the show on the offensive end, they'll be able to hold it down. So, you know, I still see them obviously in the playoff picture. Now, can they get to the Western Conference Finals without Jamal Murray? I mean, I don't know. Can the Portland Trailblazers get to the Western Conference Finals without C.J. McCollum? Can the Lakers get there without Anthony Davis? You know, I mean, can the Phoenix Suns get there without Chris Paul? I mean, you can go right down the list. I mean, yeah. you know, the obvious answer is probably not. But I think they can hold it down in the meantime. And then you never know, man. You know, one of these cats, you know, we have a small sample size with Aaron Gordon. What if he steps up his game? You know, I mean, you know, what if PJ Dozier, you know, starts making shots? I mean, there's a, you know, it's sports, man. There's a lot of things that could or cannot happen, and that's why we play the games.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and talking with us about where the Nuggets go from here and the Jamal Murray injury. It's a brutal one, tearing the left ACL. Hopefully we can catch up with you soon because there's two games, Nuggets-Blazers, down this final stretch of the season, huh?
Yeah, you guys call me anytime, man.